This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Getting to work is one of the economic realities of life. It affects where we work, where we live, and increasingly where companies decide to put themselves. With real estate prices inside city limits rising, a lot of companies are moving out to the suburbs where there is more space and cheaper rent. But that decision creates its own problem for some of those companies. How to get millennials who increasingly don't own cars, don't care much for driving, and like living in town, how to get them to do the reverse commute. From WGBH in Boston, Aaron Schachter reports.
Laura Montero Stern hates to commute by car. So she says she was ecstatic when her company, the medical device maker Boston Scientific, set up a bus route from her Boston neighborhood directly to the company's headquarters 25 miles away in Marlboro.
You don't have to deal with traffic or snow. You know, it's late, you don't want to drive in the dark or whatever. It's super easy.
The bus also has Wi-Fi, morning news shows on the TV, and a single-serve coffee machine that makes surprisingly good Java. Buses like this can cost around $250,000 a year to lease. Boston Scientific, with 1,600 employees, can afford to pay for private transportation, but it's big money for smaller businesses. That's why transportation planner Stephanie Hershon is trying to get companies and office parks to pitch in a few grand each every month on private dedicated bus routes or vans, or even create incentives for old-fashioned carpooling.
Over the past 15 years in this region, employers, the municipalities, have not come to the table when it comes to resources for transportation. And the employers, although the pain point hasn't been reached yet, we're almost there.
That pain point will be when some of the most recognizable companies in the world, like GE, IBM, and Raytheon, won't be able to attract workers, especially young workers, because there's no practical way to get here from the city without a car. Hershon, who's with the Metro West 495 Transportation Management Association, works with hundreds of companies in nearly three dozen communities in the western suburbs of Boston. But she isn't the only planner scrambling, not by a long shot.
Virtually the entire transportation system in the United States is designed around getting people downtown.
Yonah Freemark is a PhD student in city planning at MIT. He says that design was for obvious reasons. Downtowns are hubs, and there just isn't the same density out in the burbs. But Freemark says the hub system is so 20 years ago.
For several decades now, the majority of jobs in every metropolitan area in the United States, including Boston, have been outside of the city itself. So most jobs are actually in the suburban areas.
There are planning types pushing another way to get young folks to work in the burbs, entice them to live there. I meet Jessica Strunken at a Starbucks in the town of Shrewsbury. She's with the 495 Metro West Partnership, a development consortium. We're sitting in a new complex that also has a Whole Foods supermarket, other shops, and fancy apartments that aren't that much cheaper than what you'd find in Boston. This concept is not new in other parts of the country, but towns in suburban Massachusetts are just catching on, mainly to lure that ever-popular younger demographic.
Now you have more housing near the downtown, as well as this mixed-use shopping with restaurants and other amenities that people can actually walk to, and there are sidewalk systems.
A sidewalk to downtown may be appealing, but back on the Boston Scientific commuter bus, Jennifer Fusco tells me cities are still a young person's best friend.
At nighttime, my friends like to do trivia or go somewhere fun to brunch, and all the good spots are in the city, and it's nice to not have to drive.
For now, companies are just hoping that people like Fusco, who aren't thrilled about driving, are willing to get on the bus. In Boston, I'm Aaron Schachter for Marketplace.